Mediators at ceasefire talks held in Doha, Qatar, presented a final draft of a truce to both Israeli and Hamas leaders. Those involved in the ceasefire talks termed it a breakthrough, with a source telling Reuters that the next 24 hours will be pivotal in reaching a deal. The deal would result in the release of at least 30 hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip since the terror group attacked Israel on October 7, 2023. It is believed there are a total of 98 hostages. However, as many as three dozen are feared dead. As part of the deal, reports said Israel would free Hamas prisoners as well. Hamas told the Times of Israel that their freedom is near. The talks involved top Israeli officials, President-elect Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, the Biden administration's top Middle East advisor, Brett McGurk, and Qatar's prime minister. Trump repeatedly warned Hamas that there would be consequences if the hostages were not released by the time he takes office next week. In addition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Joe Biden spoke on the phone on Sunday. Biden stressed the importance of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, a return of hostages, and an increase in humanitarian aid, the White House said. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 46,000 Palestinians have died in the last 15 months. Hamas militants allegedly killed some 1,200 Israelis and abducted 250 others in the initial attack that sparked the war.